Very excited, Leroy. Listen, in the midst of a pandemic, you got to go get a doctor. And so we go in and got Dr. K, Leroy. Caleb Smith, he joins us now. We need to get an expert on in here. Caleb, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
So what is this whole thing? How have you, I guess, taken all of this in? This has been, I got to imagine, the craziest offseason of your baseball career. Wasn't even supposed to be your damn offseason. So what was it like, man? I guess take us through it. And did you think you were going to have a baseball season?
Man, it's been wild so far. I mean, the offseason was good, but I mean, this extended offseason, not so much. Whenever this whole thing first started and I guess spring training, you really started hearing about it. I thought it would just like blow over. I thought everybody was blowing it out of proportion. And I thought we were going to like have a season as normal, but obviously that's not how everything turned out. So, I mean, here we are about to get rolling again with spring training. And I think everybody's really excited about it.
Caleb, how close were you guys to the start of the season? Because for us, it was like middle of March when you started realizing things were going to close down. And that's like a couple of weeks before opening day. So you guys are pretty much ready to start your season.
Yeah, we were right there. Like, I think we were like a week, maybe a week and a half out. I mean, they were about to, I'm pretty sure they were about to announce the opening day starter, and all the starters were looking forward to that, to getting to know who that was going to be. And I mean, we were knocking at the door. So whenever that happened, it was kind of a shock. And I mean, now we had to sit back and wait for a while, but I mean, now we're ready to go.
You guys all go ahead, Leroy.
So what was your, like, okay, once this all happens, so they tell you, hey, we're going to have a bit of a delay. Nobody really knows. We didn't know how long it was going to be. Nobody knew, like, everything was up in the air. What do you do from that standpoint? Because you're ready to, you know, you could be opening day starter. So you could be pitching a week and a half from the date that you guys started talking about canceling the season or prolonging the season or, you know, just, you know, having the start be delayed. What are you going through at that point? Because I got to think, like, wow, what do you do?
Yeah, it was, I mean, I was kind of lost. Like, I didn't know where to go from there. I mean, I was kind of to the point where, like, do I stop throwing? Do I take a couple of days off from throwing, or do I just keep throwing and try to stay ready for game situation as much as possible? And I never really stopped throwing. I tried to stay in shape, and I was ready. They said once we get rolling, it's going to happen fast. And unfortunately, it didn't happen too fast. And right. we're what we should be 100, I don't know, like 100 games into the season by now or something like that. So it's crazy.
From your standpoint, because, you know, you really started to blossom with the Marlins. How frustrating, I guess, was it? Because I imagine you thought, like, damn, this is a monster year as far as like launching the career into a next level for yourself. So from that standpoint of, you know, a lot of you guys are in this position of you're really trying to get your foothold as being Major League Baseball players and being around there and making this a career for a long time. So I guess how much of a mental obstacle was that? Because I'm sure you had big expectations coming into this year.
Oh yeah, this was going to be like my year. Like I had an opportunity. I don't know if it was going to happen, but I mean, I was in the talkings and in the mix of being the opening day starter. And that's huge. Coming into a season, that's what everybody wants to be, is opening day starter. I mean, that's the goal. And that was that could actually happen, but unfortunately it didn't. And here we are. So
now, Caleb, now the long drawn out baseball season, the war of attrition has become a sprint. Like, you're probably going to get what, 8 to 10 starts? Maybe,
yeah, somewhere around couple that. Maybe 11, like, yeah, maybe 12.
How do you approach that when you're used to maybe 25, 30 starts?
I mean, normally it's you're preparing. Regular season, you're preparing for a marathon. This
right.
This is basically a sprint. Like, you got to come out of the gates hot. I mean, this is any team can win it. So, I mean, it's the team that starts the hottest and stays on that hot streak. I mean, the Marlins are looking really good this year. Our pitching staff has stayed in shape, and I think our starting rotation, we're going to be really high out of the gates. Like, all of us have stayed in shape, and I mean, we're 1 through 5 starting pitching wise. We're mid-season form, so I mean, we're ready to go.
Now, I understand that pitchers are no longer allowed to lick the baseball, that they've been given a wet rag as an option. Is this going to be okay for you? Like, is a wet rag, is that an acceptable item? Are you a guy who licks your fingers a lot to get a touch on the baseball? I'm
sorry. Yeah, I lick my fingers a little bit. My hands are pretty dry most of the time, but I mean, I don't think that'll be too much of a difference for me, hopefully. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes. This year is gonna be crazy with all the rules and everything. And I mean, I think the thing I'm most disappointed about is the universal DH. I was really looking forward to hitting.
Oh man!
Oh really? Really?
It's probably,
yeah, I love hitting.
It's probably never coming back, man. Like, if that feels like one where they've been trying to get that universal DH for a long time. Like, I feel like the National League, it was the last one standing. I don't think it's coming back, man.
I hope it does next year. I mean, because I still got to get my first homer, so that's what I'm looking for.
Oh my goodness. Now you have an idea, you know, the season's going to start. You still have no idea who's the starting pitcher. On opening day, when you go to camp, when you guys all report, I mean, like, everybody's going to be fired up to go. Everybody's going to be ready, you know, because you're used to being in form at this point. How are you going to handle getting back into pitching? Because, you know, look, pitching at home or pitching by yourself is a lot different than pitching in the major leagues. And don't you still have to kind of taper, you know, you can't go all out right away.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough to go all out right away, I guess. But I mean, like I said earlier, our starting rotation has been staying in shape. And I mean, we've gotten a couple of live BPs in here and there when we can. And I mean, we've stayed in shape. So I think we're going to be pretty well off getting out of the gates.
Unless you guys are ahead of the team for that.
Yeah, we're really young. So that gives us an advantage. I mean, I'm not as young as I once was, but I mean when you're young, you can just go out there and I mean, you really don't have to stretch or do anything. You don't have to get warmed up. You can just go get going right out of the gates. But I mean, as you get older, kind of got to ease into it. So that's definitely an advantage for us.
Yeah, I have to stretch for life. So I have to get up every morning and stretch just to get through the day. Now, we're not talking about baseball or anything athletic.
He's got
to move around for the day. So I understand.
He's got to hang upside down.
I'm starting to get there.
It's barbaric. Football's barbaric, Leroy. I'm sorry.
How much fishing have you done, Caleb?
Whenever I went back to Texas, I did quite a bit. I was on the water a lot fishing, but I've been in back in Miami for probably about a month now, and I really haven't had the opportunity to go fishing as much as I want to. Actually, I haven't been able to go at all since I've been back in Florida. But I'm looking forward to going soon once everything starts opening back up and gets going.
I wanted to ask you that because you are country. Like, you've taught us about the duck hunting and all that type of stuff. You'll throw on the camo and whatnot. Were you ever around farm life? Because there's this thing going on right now with Jay Cutler, and there's apparently he's a former Dolphins quarterback. He was terrible down here, but he had a serial killer animal taking out his chickens. I wanted to know if Caleb Smith's ever been in the situation where he's either had to deal with, you know, raccoons or coyotes to take out his chickens.
Well, I mean, my family doesn't own a ranch or anything, but we would go to my really good friend's house and shoot hogs and go coyote hunt and everything. So I mean, we've done that a couple times before. So I mean, that's definitely a lot of fun. You get a varmint call out there and just sit out there at night and use that call and
excuse me, a what?
Yeah, what's a varmint call?
A varmint call?
Yeah,
it's like a sounds like a dying rabbit basically.
Could you give us an example?
An example of a dying rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on. I'll try to do the sound. I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear it that well. It's like I don't know if y'all can hear that very well.
No, we heard it just fine.
We heard it just fine.
Wait a minute.
I think you should do that on the mound.
Animals come to that because they think the animal's dying?
Yeah, like coyotes love that. I mean, it's that's the dinner bill.
I think you should start he should just start doing that on the mound. Just give the dead rabbit call. And the guy's gonna be like, "Well, what is this guy doing?" He goes, "Yeah, you know what's coming here? The old dead rabbit. I'm gonna strike your ass out."
Dead rabbit call.
Dead rabbit, man. That's it right there.
Y'all look it up. Y'all look it up on YouTube.
I'm checking it out.
You know we are.
Man, listen, we're looking forward to watching you play baseball, man. We're glad that it's finally back.
Yeah, good luck. Be safe,
yeah,
man.
Be safe, man.
I know it's going to be tough.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Take care, Caleb.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Always enjoy having the doctor on. Dr. K, Caleb Wiff, Caleb Smith, whatever you want to call him. He is absolutely fantastic. So we appreciate him giving us some time. We're back right after this.